Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know.
Algorithm.
Exactly.
I was fed those in forever.
They totally exist.
I had those for a long time in like 2020 and they disappeared.
They're like, you're not giving us gifts. We're disappearing from you.
Yeah. Now I just get fed smut.
I just watch this girl who sings. I just listen to her sing for no reason.
What's she singing?
She's just so good. She sings on TikTok and then there's like lights behind her, but then she'll be singing the song and then interact with the people that are watching and then incorporate them into the song. It's just wild.
Can I tell you the funniest thing I'm watching on TikTok right now, which is so stupid? There's this guy and you literally go on his live and he just says if he thinks you look poor or not.
Really?
That's it.
And people do it?
And you love it, I bet.
I love it.
And people do it?
I love it. That's it's so funny to me. He's like, Adeline, poor. Jason, poor. Madeline, poor.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he does. And I sit there, I watch it for like 10 minutes. And it's so funny to me. I'm like, why is this even a thing? Like, what a brain rot. It makes no sense. I wish I could shout him out, but I have no idea. We should get him on the podcast. And I don't even know what he'd talk about, but I just wanted to say, and like, I put my name on there all the time, and he'll never even say if I'm poor or not. Like, he never shouts me out. I'm getting so sad about
really?
That.
Really?
So, like, why do I want him to say if I'm poor? I don't even know.
There's something about TikTok that with the live situations, you genuinely want to get shouted out.
I want to shout out so I never get them.
No, so do I. Like when I'm buying things, like when I'm like getting stuff, like it's true.
I don't know what it is, but I just, and like, this is what we do professionally, and we do it to like, there's like seven people watching TikTok lives, and if somebody shouts me out, I'm like, like we do this to hundreds of thousands of people every day, and I'm like,
it's something different on TikTok. It's a different space.
It's like personal.
It is more personal.
Why is it though?
It's because they're in their house.
They're pulling their phone up.
Yeah.
It's because they're in their house. They're in their garage. They're just there, and I. Yeah. It's weird. It is weird. I don't know what it is either, but I like it.
What's up? We started like 10 minutes ago. What are y'all watching on TikTok right now? Like, what's your thing? If you're on YouTube.
Hi, Tina.
What's up, Tina? Good morning. And hi, Isabel. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Isabel.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys. Welcome to 150...
something.
This might be 152, actually, I think. Yeah. I labeled it wrong. It's Kramer and Jess Uncensored. This might be a shorter episode because I got to go. But if you've never been here for one of these before... let's give you the quick rundown of what you're about to get yourself into. Jess, what is this?
It's like the close friends feature on Instagram, where you're pretty selective on who you show everything to. So that's what our Uncensored podcast is.
Yeah. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Stone, you got any news you want to talk about today?
I'm in the process of leaving the show in the coming month.
You son of a bitch.
Stone is leaving. Outie.
You son of a bitch. You just got here.
Feels like it.
When did you start? What was your first day? January 1st?
It was like mid-January.
Not even beginning of January.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
No, it's not. In radio, it's like 5 years in radio.
But like 11 months.
Yeah. That's not even a year,
kind
Jess.
Kind of a long time.
That's not even a year.
We got him at the end of his career, too.
I know.
I mean, I went out with a bang.
Do you feel?
Was it us that pushed you out?
Yeah, it was us.
I think it is.
It was definitely
I think
us.
It's us that pushed him out. He's like, I actually don't want to do this.
I know.
Is it?
No, it's just life.
Would you even say?
I would say it. What do I have to lose?
Would you lie to you, Jess? Would you do a
walk out on a lie?
Heck yeah.
We still have you for a couple of weeks. Would you be willing to take a lie detector about why you're actually leaving radio?
Do you have a lie detector?
As tough as we, so this is going to be a fun podcast.
Please turn off the mic when you do that.
I'll try to remember.
That's why I'm leaving.
That's literally it. When he got the cough, Stone put in his 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was fine.
Like, I can't do this anymore.
Stoney came to us like last week. He said he's putting his 2 weeks in, which somehow turned into a month. We convinced him to stay for another month.
Pretty much.
We walked all over his boundaries and somehow convinced him to stay for another month.
We didn't. We respect boundaries.
So Stone's been with us for a couple of weeks. What's the deal, man? For real. Let's break this down. Yeah. And like,
tell us why you hate us. Tell us the 10 things you hate about us.
Please. I would like to have my own apartment at least, or be able to pay rent, or, you know, be able to raise a kid one day.
Yeah.
I get it.
It's tough out here. I mean, things have gone up just in the last, I feel like, year. Well, since I've started in radio, the last 4 years, I mean, things have gone up 40%.
We don't pay you enough money.
No.
Sure. But, I mean, I know you would if you could.
Yeah. But you don't make enough money is really the biggest problem. Yeah.
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 How much money would you need to make to stay in this job realistically?
See, that's like, yeah, there's, you could, you know, plug the hole.
Like, would you stay if there was a dollar amount?
Probably.
So it's not the job. It's the money.
Not the job at all. I love being here. I love working with you guys.
Yeah, it's the money. So if we offered you $100,000, you'd stay.
Yeah. I think everybody would. I think
Yeah, if we offered you $80,000, you'd stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. 70?
Yeah.
60?
Probably.
50?
No.
60. Yeah, 60's the number.
Probably.
All right, Jess, give him $60,000.
Yeah, let me just reach into my Mary Poppins bag of dreams and pull it out for you.
Yeah, man, it sucks. I hate that. I'll tell you, it's what really is fucking this business.
Mm. And anything creative, to be honest, which sucks, and it's devastating.
And I'll be honest, it's your own fault. It's you listening. It's your own fault. It's because you needed so many fucking forms of entertainment.
No way.
You weren't just happy. You couldn't just have the radio and TV. You're like, no.
It's not the listener's fault.
I need the internet, and I can't just have one app. I need 40 apps, and no. I need a million content creators on this, and everyone needs to get paid, and so because of that they're all going to make 14 cents. I mean, it is kind of true. I think about for us older generations, I mean, there was a when I started in radio, I want you to think about this. When I started in radio, this is back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about this. I started professionally in market 140, okay, Savannah, Georgia. We're market 25-ish, 4-3, something like that. So we're in a significantly bigger market. In my market, Savannah, Georgia, 140, very small market. We had we didn't have a morning show. It was syndicated, but we had a full-time midday person, a full-time afternoon person. We had a part-time night person. We had a...
There was a person actually live during each day part.
And this was, we had 6 or 7 radio stations, and this was every single radio station.
For each
the
one?
The whole entire cluster.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I moved to Panama City, market 240. Okay. We had a 4-person morning show. Okay. All live, all paid. We were paid shit, but like we were all live. We were all paid. We had a live midday person. Mm-hmm. We had a live afternoon person. We had a live night person. I mean, this is all right. None of those jobs exist anymore. None of the people I just mentioned have any jobs anymore. Right. Now we're here in market 20, whatever. And we have us. We exist. Karina works in D.C. She doesn't work here.
But Karina's like on 1,000 different stations.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying. I mean, yeah. I mean, these jobs just don't exist because we have like stretched the dollar so far of how. And I get it because before, think about it. There was, hey, my name is Steven and I sell, I sell paper. And I need to market my business. Okay, well, you've got TV, you've got radio, and you've got print. Okay, cool. Well, I'll give you guys one third. Well, now you got 1,000 different ways to spread your dollar. So it's just it's just getting hard, man. So it's tough. So that obviously then spreads the dollar, and it's just, anyway, not here nor there. Do you want to talk about what you're doing or no?
Yeah. My dad owns a couple companies, but he owns an electrician company. They work, do mostly government work, base work, and I'm going to go try to work there.
Yeah.
Be an apprentice, and then hopefully one day be a master electrician.
How about that guy?
And then hopefully one day take over, meet my brother.
The family business? That's so cute.
Take over his company.
Stone
yeah.
and Steel? Will you change the name? Wait, what's the name of it?
It's C.L. Feltz, Christopher Lee Feltz
Come on.
And Company.
Stone and Steel.
But to me, the thing is, it's like,
your dad
taking over my dad's company would just mean more for it to be CL Fultz.
Yeah. That's so cute. I love that.
But Stone and Steel, like I would hire that.
No, Stone and Steel is badass.
You know what I mean?
Badass.
And like you guys need like matching jumpsuits.
Yeah, I want you guys as like cartoon characters on a commercial, like Luigi and Mario. Yeah. That's like, what I want.
Like back to back, like lightning strikes in your commercial.
Yeah. So cute.
I would
cute.
Totally be into that.
You grow your hair back out. It's a mullet.
Yeah.
With the mustache. Oh,
I would
so
I would
good.
Hire those guys. I'd be a little scared of you, but I'd hire you. You
no,
know what I mean?
I would trust
That's the
you.
Point.
I would completely think you'd rip me off, but I'd totally hire that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's sad, man. Like it makes me sad. It makes me sad for you. It just makes me sad for everybody in this business, but like specifically you, but like it's like I wish you could continue. I wish that you could stay with us. I mean, you've become like our little brother, you know?
Yeah. My big brother and big sister.
Yeah.
Do
you think it's because of us a little bit, Jess?
Yes.
Are you taking it a little bit personal?
No, not personal. I think it's 100% true and I'm not mad about it. I mean.
You think it's true about us?
No, I think he's like, I'm not going to do this for the rest of my life.
Oh, you think it's radio? He's over radio.
No, I think it's us that made him realize that he cannot stay in this business for the rest of his life.
Go on.
I'm kidding, Zoe.
Oh, okay. She's being serious.
Stone got so sad. Stone got so sad for a minute.
Stone
was
so scared. No.
Wait, I love you guys. Don't
joking.
Say that.
I'm 1,000% joking right now.
I will say this, Stoney. I don't think you loved waking up every morning. I think.
Who does?
Exactly. That's not. If I could sleep in, are you kidding me?
I know. Every day I'd keep
be
hoping.
I'd be a different human. Like honestly, the other day I was thinking about this as I was waking up, and I was like, "Damn! Like, can I really do this another day?" I laid there. I swear to
Bro,
you,
I've been doing
this
that
is
for
not
17
a lie.
Years,
this
by
not,
the way.
No, I know, and I know. No, that's what came into my mind. I'm like literally been doing this for like over 10 years, and like I don't know if like I don't know if I can get up right now. And I was just so tired that I was like, fuck, like I don't know if I can do this. And what sucks is like there's just, it's like if at other jobs, like it's like you can maybe call out, like someone can like cover your shift, right. Like it doesn't fucking matter.
Or you can easily like take off. The problem with our job is you can't even easily take off. Like it's just not.
It's always an issue.
It's an issue.
It's like if you're sick, well, how sick are you? Like let me hear how you sound first, and then I'll tell you if it's bad enough. It's
you're letting your team down. You know what I mean? It's like even if like you have a vacation, it's like, damn, I know I'm letting Jess down if I do this a little bit. Like I know it's good for me, but I feel bad for the rest of the team. It's like. This job is tough.
You're not letting
man.
Me down. I never give a fuck. You know that,
but,
right?
But still, it's like I know it makes your job harder. It's like the only
but
job
that's,
in the
but
world.
But that's not on you, and that's
no,
not
I know,
on me. It's
but,
how it's operated, and it shouldn't be that difficult.
But it sucks. But you still there's still like this little bit of like I know this sucks worse for you when I take off, and like that part sucks.
Which is honestly, it's fine, but waking up as early as we do on top of that is so fucking wild. It is fucking wild.
Every night when I say my prayers, like, here's what I pray for. I'm like, Lord, please, like, please take away this dizziness, you know, like, look out for my mama, look out for the triplets, look out for my, you know, look at my family. And
look
all
out
that
for
stuff.
The triplets.
And then, like, I'm literally like, please let Ellen DeGeneres find my podcast and, like, just tweet it out once. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I need. That's all I need. Just, like, just let that podcast take off and then I can just ride off into the sunset. Don't get me wrong. Love doing the radio show. People are like, why don't you leave radio? I love the immediacy of radio. Mm-hmm. Like, I love the instantaneousness of it. I think I would really miss, even if I just went to podcasting.
It's like, still different.
It's always weird when, like, somebody will send me a message and they're like, remember, like, oh, that's so crazy. You're talking about Captain Crunch cereal. I was like, I recorded that episode back in February. Like, I don't even, talk to me about that.
No one's going to be calling you from their house phone, like, to your podcast.
Right. You know, it's just, there's not this immediacy that I really love about radio. And we don't, like, share, like, for example, let's take, like the most immediate thing at the top of my head, like when the bridge collapsed. Mm. Like,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
We
I'll
were,
never forget that.
Bro, yeah. We were like all in this like moment of shock together and like that shit felt terrible. Mm-hmm. We were all like, fuck. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, there, Key Bridge fell here in Baltimore and like we all woke up to that news and we were like.
But the ability to go through that together is unreal. Yeah.
And
it's very, very true.
None of us knew what to do, especially us. And we were like,
yeah.
Like, you can't do that on a podcast. Like, I'd like record that and then you'd listen to it like a week later and you'd be like, what?
The
like,
sense of community is different.
It's weird. So it's like, I would miss that, but fuck, can we just do an afternoon show or something?
Yeah, you don't got to tell me. I'd be like, a completely different woman. I'm telling you right now.
Like, who we got to talk to? Who got to talk to just get the show started at noon? I feel like I'd just be wildly different.
Stoney, what are you going to miss about working here?
Just the looseness of it. Like, we come in, even though we're all three of us, we're all tired. Me and Kramer in here, we kind of look at each other sometimes like, our eyes are like just dragged. You know? But like, you know, just we get through it together. Somehow, some way, us three, through those 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever it is, we get through it and we make it work. It's done. And then we can go, wow, we did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is this weird sense of like community between the three of us because we really do have 4 hours of dead air. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That we have to like somehow make entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like a weird like brother, sister, like hood, if you will, of like, mm-hmm. yo, get my back on this because I don't know what the fuck we're about to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like we have an idea of what we're about to do, but like, yo, don't fuck this up.
You
know what
I mean? Like, you're like, I don't know.
I don't really know where I'm going with this. And I don't think you quite do either. Like, I think, you know, like, cause like, I don't know where Jess is ever. I'm never like, hey, I'm going to say this. And then you say that.
Never.
And then Stoney, you say
it's
like,
all
like,
unscripted.
Some absolutely. Shows do that shit. Some show, bro, some shows, let me tell you about some shows. They'll literally, I don't know how they do this shit. They'll literally have like ins and outs. Like Jess and I sometimes be like, wait, what's your in? Just to make sure that we kind of know where we're going with it. We never have outs, but like, they'll literally be like, okay, here's the in. And like, here's where we're going to go. Then I'm going to say this and you're going to say that. And then like the out's going to be, I'm going to say, and that's why I drank orange juice this morning. And then you laugh.
Mm-hmm. Nah. It's hard. That'd be hard to do.
I can't imagine trying to like get through a show like that and like make it seem authentic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And be like, and that's why I drank orange juice. And you have to be like, fuck, that's not even that funny.
Huh. And huh. While it's like you're barely awake.
Yeah.
And like you kind of hate me. And then you're like, fuck, orange juice. That's not even that fucking funny. I don't even know where I was going with that, but yeah. Yeah. That camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You've been a great addition to the show. And I mean that. I genuinely.
Well, I'm not. You know, I'm not going anywhere else.
No,
if you ever need a flock line call in.
Oh yeah, no, we'll definitely be calling you for something.
I'll let you know.
Stoney's on the road.
Yeah. We are literally a. I want to ask a question really quick because I have to go to an appointment for us. I feel like marriage sucks sometimes. And I feel like I could never be married again for this one reason. Like, never can my partner ever tell me no to nothing.
Can anyone tell you no?
No.
Yeah.
But especially this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is this ever going to get better?
We have. It is going to get better.
When? It's been four years.
No, because it's not like the situation. As much as I want a pet so bad, like, I still am not in love with the idea of, like, only having barely any space, cutting it off, like, a little piece of my living room for a dog. Like, I don't like that. Like, I hate not having a yard for my dog to, like, be able just to, like, go roam around and stuff like that. I do not like that. Like, have I wanted an animal the last 4 years? 1,000%.
Yeah.
But not the way I know that it should be to me. With, like, I want to, like, wake up and, like, sit in my backyard and, like, see my dog run around. Like, that's what I want. And, like, right now I have a little square and a patio up on the second floor, you know, and, like, and even just to walk around, there's not even, like, a cute little grass area for them to go. It's just, like, gross, like, bark around, and it's just, like, shitty, you know?
Explain, well, pause for commercial right here. Got to get that mid-roll in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mid-roll's important.
Mid-rolls are very important. Just trying to stay relevant.
A lot of inside radio talk.
It's very inside today. All right. Now, what's happening?
So every single week, we try to get a dog adopted from Barks, an animal shelter here in Baltimore. And I was freaking out yesterday because we had this dog, Marguerite, on. And when she got on the camera, I was laughing at Garage Boy was laughing at me because we watched this video when he got home, and, like, my face when she pops on the screen, I was, like, in shock. Yeah. I was looking at her, because she looks exactly like the kind of dog I want.
Yeah.
I think the breed is, like, a Staffy, maybe. Is that what they are?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but, or it's, like, a Staffy, if I'm saying that wrong, sorry, or, like, I would love a Pitty as well.
Yeah.
But, like, she is basically, like, the size, she's, like, a medium-sized pit bull. She's, like, gray, her eyes are beautiful. Like, that's literally the kind of dog I want. And I was just like, I, like, love her. Like, I really want her. And I was sending pictures of her to Garage Boy. And he was just like sends me, like, a sad gif. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, what are we going to do? And so yesterday, last night, I'm showing him this video of her. And I was just like, what are you, like, is it crazy? And he's like, you know, I want a dog. Like, you know, I want this. Yeah. But, like, we just can't, like, you know, and it sucks.
Basically said no, though.
He said no. Yeah. But he's not wrong. All the points he's making, like,
right,
he's not wrong. I make points that are correct.
He's not wrong.
But he makes points that, like, are also correct.
Here's my question.
It's true.
Here's just my question. Because we actually had this come up in the show this week, too. We had a woman call in, and there's this issue.
Oh, about the TV.
The TV. It's almost the same question. And I'm like, how am I ever going to be in a relationship again? Like, if you ever want something in your relationship and your partner doesn't, what are you supposed to do? Like, if you really want a dog, why can't you just get a dog?
Because it's not the right situation for the both of us.
But, like, with her and the TV, basically her husband really wanted a TV, didn't ask permission, just brought home a TV and put it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And the question, and she was, like, kind of pissed.
Yeah, because that, like, that was not the right move for their situation.
My guy wants a TV.
Yeah.
Let my guy get a TV. Like, that's it. He wants a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Who is she? Is she the dictator? You know, like, if Jess wants a dog, like, or if Garage wants to get a new car, if he wants a Ferrari tomorrow, like, who are you, just the dictator in the relationship to say you can't get a Ferrari?
No,
like,
okay. So I think the bigger thing here is we need to remove dictatorship as your definition of being in a relationship.
That's what it feels like, though.
But I think that's
if you want that dog,
problem.
Go get the dog. If he wants a TV, go get the TV. If Garage wants a Ferrari, if
I want to poop in the bathroom, I can poop in the bathroom.
If Stone wants to, you know, go sleep with other women, then let him sleep with other women.
Whoa.
That's my new rule.
Rachel, if you're watching this, that's off the cuff. That wasn't.
Oh,
no.
My God.
She will watch it.
This is why he's leaving. This is why I knew it. This is why he's leaving.
Get off that damn
I get in trouble way too much for these podcasts.
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck is going on?
No, if
on
I want to, okay, how about this? If I want to sleep with other women in a relationship, I should be able to. If I want to.
It's okay. Like, I already know in my heart, like, it's not right. And, like, right now,
do you see my point though? I'm just saying this because I genuinely wonder, like, I've been single for so long. So when Jess said, well, Garage Boy said it wasn't like,
it's not a good idea.
I couldn't do it. I'm like, what? Like,
no,
y'all let people tell y'all what to do.
We can't do this right now.
Do things.
And we are.
That is crazy. crazy.
A team. What is and it's that? Not the best decision for the team. And I understand that. And I respect that.
Like, how am I going to sign up for that again?
I think that you are going to find someone that that's going to be extremely independent and I think like you're going to find a situation where you guys are going to live separately.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it and she's going to love it. And like, you know, and you guys are going to go on vacations together. Yeah. Like she's going to be like super, super busy. She's going to have her like routine schedule kind of thing. And you guys are going to be able to coexist and also come together when it works for the best of you, but also like have your space. I think like that's going to be your situation. Because there are people like that, 1,000%. So I think like that's going to be
but
the situation
does it
for
make you.
You.
And again, I ask this question because I have not been in a relationship. I'm not just pointing you guys out, or I'm just asking questions here. But like, is there any part of you that's like sad because you're like, damn, I could be having a dog right now.
No.
Like if I wasn't in a relationship, I could be having, because I feel like I'm kind of scared. And this is like full vulnerability right now. I'm kind of scared that like when I get into a relationship, I'm going to be giving up so many things I want to do because of my partner's desires versus what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, let's just take the dog example or the TV or whatever example. Like, let's just say I really wanted, we'll take the TV. If I really wanted a TV in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And
then she's like,
and my partner's like, I really wanted this TV. I've always wanted this TV in the kitchen. All I ever wanted was this TV in the kitchen. And my partner's like, I really don't want that. It's really important to me not have a TV in the kitchen. I'm like, fuck, that's all I ever wanted was this TV in the kitchen. And like,
just put it in a different room. Still get the TV. Just put it in a different room.
But I really wanted the kitchen.
But like, that's where the compromise is. It's not like you're not getting your TV. You just have to put it in a different location and you meet in the middle ground.
God.
Put a radio in the kitchen.
Going good.
Stone can't wait to leave.
Yeah, he's like, get Stone me out of here. Listen,
all bars are off. We're going at it.
Get me out of here.
No filter.
How many days you got left, Stoney? Come on, he's counting down over here. He can't wait to get out of here.
I don't know. Can't get the mat.
That's fine.
Two and a half weeks.
I know.
Yeah. It's like 3 weeks. Mm. 3.5.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The world's coming to an end after this election, so it doesn't matter, Stoney. This will be your last days we'll be spending here. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm glad my last days will be spent.
Well, yeah, you're not going anywhere. Your last day will be spent in the studio. So, all right. Well, thanks a lot for being here. I know it's a little shorter today, but that's how it goes sometimes, everybody. Catch us on social, though. Just
do it. JESSDUIT.
Send your well wishes to Stoney. He gave us 3 good months of his life. Thank you, Stoney. Appreciate you swinging by.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Where do we get you?
Stone Feltz on all socials. He's my 3 posts.
Yeah, I'm that guy, Kramer. And thank you guys for checking in on... I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to really talk on YouTube that much today, but we'll be back next week. And I think we're here as far as I can see for the foreseeable future. All right. Love you guys. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.